This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
And Bridget, you hear other people saying the very same thing, that during the summer months, donations fall off.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's kind of a universal truth, I guess, just because people go on vacation and do things with their family, and all of which are wonderful things, but donations fall off. So soon, as a Catholic Radio listener, you're probably going to be getting a letter from us. And yes, it will be a solicitation letter. When you get it, please read it. And if you can, respond to it. We're a little different than some. I know we get a number of those letters sometimes almost daily at home. And sometimes it seems that the more you respond to, the more you get from. But we're not that way. We don't share our list with anybody. You can make a donation completely confident that your information is going to stay right with Catholic Radio. And it's not a case of if you respond once, you get a whole bunch more later. No, we don't do it that way. We just need funds to keep Catholic Radio on the air. So a couple of times a year, we do send out a letter. And if you can respond, we certainly do appreciate that. So watch your mailbox for a letter from Catholic Radio Indy.
I'll be watching for that. And in studio today with me, we have Father David Hemmer. He is the chaplain and spiritual director for the St. Joseph Retreat and Conference Center, correct?
That is correct.
Great. And thank you so much for being here, for driving up to the studio and being here with us. And now tell us a little bit about how long have you been a priest?
I've been a priest coming up on finishing eighth year and starting year nine. June the 12th is my anniversary.
Wow. Well, congratulations. And you were a teacher for a while. Is that right?
That is correct.
Where did you teach?
I taught in Warsaw, Indiana at public schools up there. I was a fifth grade teacher at Harrison Elementary School. Go Huskies.
Yay. And then when did you realize you were going to be a priest? I mean, when did you feel like you were getting that call? I have to ask. I don't think I've heard this story before.
Well, I probably fought it for a good long time.
Okay.
So I even probably around 20 years old or so, 19, 20, I looked into more religious life rather than diocesan.
Mm-hmm.
And as I worked through that with my own spiritual director, we kind of decided it would be better for me to go on to college. And when I went to college, I got my degree and got debt. And so it's, I might as well work for a while and then kind of see how the Lord continues to pull. And so I looked mostly into monastic life or the Franciscans and the Third Order Franciscan.
Mm-hmm. I see he's got the beautiful Taw crucifix on.
So that was one thing that I was hoping would say, okay, that'll kind of pacify any urges that the Lord is kind of sticking in, but only for a little bit. And like most of the people in the fraternity said, we knew that you were going to be a priest at some point.
And isn't that cool how people kind of know that, and you're like, maybe not me, but then God finally wins, right?
God finally wins.
But so. It's a good thing. It's a good thing, you know?
How do you decide between, once you decide to, gee, maybe I do want to be a priest, how do you decide between an order priest and a diocesan priest?
That's kind of hard. A lot of it just depends. You go visit communities and do things, and then really working with spiritual director. So one of the things that I know for me, I didn't want to go travel all over the country and all that, so kind of even limited to sure. Monastic life or diocesan life. And so the diocesan life, I entered in older, so that kind of limits what you can do too. So
Well, it's great because you can bring all that experience, you know, in the schools that you had, and just your life up to that point into the diocesan life, because that's, I want to say, it's more normal stuff, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Just everyday things that you're dealing with. So, which is a with when you're dealing with all sorts of everyday trials, yeah. it's a great to go to a retreat center, right? How about that for a segue?
That's right. We're
going to talk about St. Joseph's Retreat and Conference Center. Now, tell us a little bit about that. How long has it been around? I know the diocese just kind of took it over recently and it's renovated it. So give us the lowdown on that.
Well, St. Joseph Retreat and Conference Center has really been just open for retreat, didn't some retreat groups since basically September. But the history of it goes back a whole lot longer. It's actually was the former mother house for the Sisters of St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sisters have been on that particular location since the early 1900s on that ground. So
it's been holy ground for a long time, right?
That's what I say. It's a sacred space that a lot of faith has been lived, and a lot of people have walked and prayed, and it is a special place for a retreat center because of that, because of the history that's there, the masses that have been celebrated, and for me, it's kind of fun. Even a family relative was the fifth chaplain there on. So it's there's even a connection for me and there. It's a great place just because of the history and the cemetery that's there and the shrines. And you just, as you learn it, you just know a sense of the prayers and the work and the labor for the Lord to really bring faith to the community, faith to those that come in, the Academy girls. They used to hold little retreats here and there,
mm-hmm.
to all the good works that the sisters did, you know, until they finally closed that place down and the sisters moved to different congregations.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Father David Hemmer, and we're talking about he is a priest of the Diocese of Lafayette, and we're talking about the St. Joseph Retreat and Conference Center, which is located in Tipton. And I actually had been there. I had a friend who was a sister of St. Joseph, and I had been there. I think I went there and had a meal sometime a long time ago in my early 20s, and I couldn't believe, it's a really beautiful place, but I couldn't believe, just looking on your webpage, how many things have really been enhanced there in terms of just the renovations that were done. When did that happen, and how long is it? So it's been open since September, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I can't. It's huge. How big is it anyway? I mean, there's tons of space there.
It's a lot of space. So just in terms of the building, the old/new mother house.
Uh-huh.
So that one's there since 1956, but the original convent was there since 1912. But it's a very spacious building.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nice thing. So it has a nice courtyard or quadrangle or whatever that goes around. And room-wise, we've got... it's got three floors, so on the third floor is our, we like to call it our full service floor.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have 20, I believe it's 20 single rooms, 24 double rooms.
Oh, wow.
So that's there.
Good size facility.
Yeah. And then the second floor is what they call the hostel floor. So on that floor there is bunk beds. So
okay.
They have different rooms there.
So that'd be good for like a youth retreat or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And send the kids to the bunk beds.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, they, well, you know, they, I guess they enjoy climbing up there and
yeah.
get some energy out. But yeah, so that floor's got the bunk beds, and then there's another, the former infirmary is kind of another neat little place that they're designing to be kind of a retreat within a retreat is what we call it. So they would have 14 rooms in there, and the doors kind of close and seal off from the other area of the second floor, so that way you can have...
like a silent retreat or just more contemplative?
It could be that, bigger rooms that are there, so the beds are bigger, so it would be good for marriage retreats, things
like
that. Oh,
okay.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and then how many acres? I mean, it's really big. I mean, isn't it like a how many acres? It's huge, right?
It's huge. Yeah, I'm thinking between 60 and 80.
It's really, and the grounds, just looking at all the pictures on the webpage, it just looks so beautiful and so inviting in terms of coming there and getting away. Now, there are, what are some of the retreats that you've had? Because I've looked, the Catholic Moment has been putting a box in there that has all the different retreats coming up. And one was Desert Day, Letting It Go for a Day, which I couldn't go to that, but I really wanted to go, let it go for a day.
I think that was actually Dessert Day. Desert.
No, it was dessert. It was desert. Okay, now you got me mixed up, Jim.
And that's what we said.
Did you have dessert while you were in the desert? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, so we said that name kind of got so confusing. I think we're renaming it Get Away for a Day. Because we thought people were thinking it's a cake and ice cream. And you know, so getting away for a day is really, it is just that. It's just a chance to get away for a day. Come, have a room there, you know, a mass is offered and confession will be available and a lunch, but no real agenda per se.
Which is kind of nice because it's kind of a way to kind of really unwind and not necessarily, sometimes when you go to a retreat, it is nice to have a full program where you've got speakers and talks and, you know, breakout sessions and all that. But sometimes it is really nice to just be able to be quiet and have those things available, but to really just let it go, right?
Yeah, that's the big thing, just to be able to come and just enjoy the grounds. You know, like you just said, the grounds are very inviting, and it's especially now, and as we move into the warmer months, it's nice to be outside. It's nice to just walk. There's benches, other places just to sit and allow the good Lord's creation to really draw us into the awe and wonder of his beauty.
Now, there was another retreat, speaking of beauty and nature. We're just really doing great segues today. Mm-hmm. Nature and Scripture Retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about that one.
That one there is just designed. I mean, we read in Scripture a lot of times, in particular the Psalms. The Psalms will talk about the God of creation, and I look to the heavens from where shall come my help. I look to the mountains from where shall come my help. My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth, and just little things. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. You know, all the way up to Psalm 148 with everything praising God. These little things remind,
like in the breviary, you know, mm-hmm. in the Psalms that, you know.
Yeah, that we pray.
Mountains and hills, praise the Lord. And all those, you know, I'm just recalling that as you're saying this.
Daniel 3, yeah, the canticle is just a beautiful one of all creation, just lifting up the different levels of creation, all praising God. And so when we look at that and we're able to, you know, take it from the Scriptures and actually be out in God's creation,
mm-hmm.
it allows you to really live, in a sense, visually, some of those particular
sure.
scriptures that can come and can stir our hearts to a deeper pondering of who God is.
Sure.
And, you know, we need the quiet time to allow God to speak. And he speaks to us through the Scriptures. But a lot of times we've got so much noise that we can't hear his voice. It's, let me get this done, let me read, and
yes,
move on.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And the one thing that just kind of sticks out in my mind, I'll joke about this with my kids when we pray on the way to school, that even the rocks will cry out if God yeah. needs to uh-huh. get our attention. Even the rocks will cry out. I don't know where that scripture is, but I will say that jokingly, that, you know, even the rocks will cry out. If you don't preach the gospel at school, then the rocks are going to cry out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Most of us like to keep up on what's going on in the world and try to catch a little news each day. Did you know that you can catch the very latest Catholic news right on our website? We have news from Rome, from around the world, and here at home, updated every day so you always know what's going on from a Catholic perspective. Check it out. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and look for the Catholic news headlines. There's always something new at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Saturday is a different kind of day, so start it off right with Catholic Radio Indy's Saturday morning lineup. Forming Faithful Families at 9, I Choose Life at 9:30, Catholic Jukebox Indiana at 10, The Catholic Cave at 11, and two episodes of Faith in Action at noon, every Saturday starting at 9 on Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Keep Jesus at the center of our day all day long by having those words in the background.
It touches lives. It does every day.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guest, Father David Hemmer. He is the chaplain and spiritual director for the St. Joseph Retreat and Conference Center. So, yes, we're talking all about retreats, and just on the break there, I had a question. How often should a Catholic go on a retreat, or should Catholics go on retreats, and what's the purpose?
Yeah, I think the Church encourages an annual retreat. You know, it could be anywhere from a day to a couple of days. And to do it just helps put things into perspective. I mean, that's part of what a retreat center really wants you to do, to be able to pull back, to take time to really listen to God speak. Our lives at times can be noisy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just was talking to a retreatant the other day and was saying I could do a quiet at my house, but as soon as I see dishes, as soon as I see, you know, this laying on the floor or this dirt or da-da-da-da, but when I go to the retreat center, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to look at that. I don't have to worry about the dishes. I just come and I have a chance to allow God to speak to me and minister to me. And, you know, I walk away refreshed and renewed because I've encountered Jesus Christ. And that's the purpose of a retreat, to really encounter him in that quiet, you know, calling us into that solitude to be able to experience his deep love for us and to be able to hear his voice speak that to us. And we all need to hear that we're loved. That's who we are. We have to walk away with that sense of my identity. I am God's beloved. But if I don't have that sense in the noise of the world, I need to return to that. And when I walk away with that, I'm strengthened and I'm renewed. I can enter the sacraments in a more powerful way when I walk back to my parish, because I know it's Jesus really speaking to me about his deep love for me.
Mm-hmm. And really, you know, when no matter what your vocation is, I mean, we're all called to love and serve God, and we all have unique vocations, but if we're not refreshed, if we're not, and I had learned this as a mom, you know, you can really just work yourself to death, you know, mm-hmm. no matter what you're doing, whether it's work, you know, parenting, you know, being a priest. I mean, there's that temptation of like working yourself to death and not taking a break. And that really, I kind of reframed my thinking that when we take a break, we're able to do our vocation that much better. Mm-hmm. We're able to be that much more effective. And if we're not really listening to God, how are we supposed to do what he wants us to do?
Exactly.
And so that's why I was reflecting on that when it comes to a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
What types of retreats are offered in terms of, so you could come as a group, or tell me a little bit about the format or what's going on at St. Joseph's right now. Yeah. And how it works.
Yeah, St. Joseph's has, we have our own programming that we have, kind of a staple in it is going to be silent retreats.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be weekend silent retreats for men and women offered throughout the year. There will be.
And what a great gift to have that. I mean, because those are kind of hard to come by. I mean, silence is hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. what a great treasure that you're offering that.
Yeah, so that's one of the things we hope. So on the weekends, and then we're hoping a couple times through the year to be able to expand it and maybe do like 5-day silent retreats and 5 to 8 day silent retreats.
Jim, could you do 5 days of silent retreat?
That would be a challenge.
I could do a day. I've done a weekend before and it was really great. I didn't think I could. People laugh when they said, Bridget, you did a silent retreat. I'm like, yeah, believe it or not, I did. And it was great.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
But go on.
Yeah, so we have those opportunities. Some of them will be, we offer like days of reflection. So they might be on particular topics.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Lenten Advent ones. We've done for St. Joseph, the worker,
mm-hmm.
obviously our patron. So we had a nice mass and little festivities. So we'll do different topics like that. Obviously, our getaway for a day is
mm-hmm.
going to be kind of a staple. We're trying to get those at least mm-hmm. once a month. We have those kind of worked into the calendar. Other ones might be topics that, and we obviously we've done Nature and Scripture. One of the ones we do kind of quarterly is call like a monastic experience, 3 days in the life of, you know, of a monk or a nun. A lot of times people are like, what do they do?
Yeah, really.
What do they do? What is it like? And you know, I don't. And it's a chance just to come and experience the life of
monastic life,
monastic
right?
Life. Yeah, without you know having to commit to anything, but just to experience it. We have, you know, we live by an horarium, and here's times for prayer. There's times for eating, and then there's times for working. And
there are now other groups can bring their group there. So talk mm-hmm. about that aspect of it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So there, if you have outside, we call them outside retreatants that mm-hmm. want to come, they say we have a group and we have our programming that we want to do. And so they just call there and kind of check with our calendar and
sure.
arrange those times when we have that. And we kind of can work those in too.
So you mentioned marriage retreats or, you know, that people could bring their marriage retreat there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a youth retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And even I can envision a parish that would like to have a several day retreat. The average parish doesn't have overnight facilities
yeah.
for people, but a parish could decide to, gee, maybe we could have a several day retreat there as a parish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I could even see Christ Renews, because I know for Christ Renews, a lot of times they're sleeping on the gym floor and there might be some spiritual work going on there. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you know, why not go to St.
Sure.
Joseph's?
Sure.
And
we mentioned a website real early on, and we're going to mention it a couple of times yet in our broadcast today. But let's give that website. People say, sounds interesting. I want to find out more about it. Where do they go?
It's stjosephretreat.org.
Yes, it's www.stjosephretreat.org. So what's it been like for you? What exactly do you do as the chaplain and retreat, I guess, the spiritual director?
Spiritual director.
I
want
to say
yeah.
retreat master, but spiritual director. Okay.
Spiritual director. Yeah, basically my job is sacramental ministries. So if a group comes in and they need, you know, mass and confessions, adoration, those types of things.
You're the priest on duty, right?
So I would be the priest on duty. So you have that there, which is fun. And then other groups, you know, in the silent retreats, we have opportunities for spiritual direction within that. And so those would be opportunities to have that in our programming. We try to build in time for spiritual mm-hmm. direction.
So do you ever come up with the topics?
Yeah.
Like say you get to like have like some creative outlet. I guess I'm a creative person. I like to have creative outlet.
Yeah. So I think one of mine's going to be, I have my kind of passion for the Psalm, for the Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's creating a Psalms retreat, trying to now just kind of playing my mind with it, and how can I arrange that to where we do creatively encounter the Psalms in our daily life, and
sure.
People to take some fun with us with that.
Now, our coverage area is pretty large around central Indiana, so I'm sure there are some people wondering, where the heck is Tipton?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jim.
I mean, people in the northern part of our listening area, oh yeah, they know where Tipton is, but for people Greenwood and beyond, where's Tipton?
Where's Tipton? Out in the middle of nowhere is what we've been told.
You can have a really good experience with God out in the middle of nowhere.
That's right. That's right. We're in the middle of a cornfield. But literally, we are straight up. If you go up US 31 and just go north and you go to Division Road, it's a light that's there, and you turn onto Division Road, and about 5 miles off of US 31, oh. we're right there. And if you go up the back way through State Road 19. 19 takes us right to Division Road 2, and we're just right off of that. And
okay. So not far away for anybody listening to our broadcast here in central Indiana, not far away.
No, not at all. In fact, it's nice. I think once you get out and you see that essence of the space and you appreciate mm-hmm. it even that much more.
Sure.
Yeah.
What kind of a staff now? You're there full time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the only person there full time?
We have our operations and hospitality manager Samir, so he kind of takes care of a lot of the all the important stuff,
the
logistics and all that. And then we have Sean, and he's our maintenance supervisor, and he makes sure that the grounds and everything look magnificent out there. And
do you during retreats provide meals, obviously, and things like that? How's that done?
Yeah, meals are there provided, so we just kind of, as we get that, you know, numbers, then we can work all the meals out. And Samir does a fantastic job of getting all that coordinated, and so he does wonderful, wonderful work.
Great. So what kind of feedback have you been getting from people that have had a chance to come out there? I mean, are you getting some people saying what their experience was like?
Yeah, it's fun to get some feedback back. You know, some of the people that would just say it was peaceful. Mm-hmm. It was quiet. I come back again. Do you have pamphlets I can take to my parish? I will be spreading word of mouth about this. And some give suggestions. Here's some other things that you might try. And all those things are good because they help us get a better feel for what people are really craving,
mm-hmm.
you know, what God is stirring in their hearts. And so it helps us understand better and be able to minister better to the needs of the people as they come to the center.
So how has this kind of impacted you? I mean, what's it been like for you personally and spiritually to be in this role and to be kind of in the quiet? Is it quiet or is it, Samir, is that his name? Is he like making a lot of noise in the kitchen? You can't get any peace.
I think it's the busyness. I mean, we'd love to say you're on perpetual retreat, but you're constantly interacting with people or getting these moving pieces going. And so it's when you have the down day when nothing's happening at the retreat center that you can, you know, you get that chance to go wander the grounds and get a chance to pray. But it's just a very holy place.
And we need to remind people of the website one more time. People want to find out more about it and maybe get in contact with you. Mm-hmm. The website is
stjosephretreat.org.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get a lot of people coming out there. I know I want to bring my family up there, so I'm really looking forward to checking it out and getting good with God at the retreat center, right?
Amen.
Well, thanks so much for being my guest, Father David Hemmer. God bless.
And before
speaking of blessing.
And before Jim, we wrap up.
Jim's giving me the blessing.
I was giving Bridget little signs.
I'm like, you're blessing me. Wow, that's great.
Can we impose upon you, Father, if you would, to share a blessing with our listeners?
Sure. God, our Father, we just ask that you send your Holy Spirit upon us. Guide, guard, and protect us as we go about doing your will. Help us to always understand that will through the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to always be close to your Son, Jesus. And we ask this through the powerful intercession of our Holy Mother Mary, that she always, through her Immaculate Heart, leads us closer to the heart of her Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.